We're visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you graduated a couple of key pieces, but what do you like about your squad this year as you open up Thursday night in the Waverly tournament against a very good Care Paravel team that was also good on the football field this year?
Yeah, like you said, we are trying to replace three really good players that graduated out of here. I like our mix this year. I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but, you know, returning Dane Winters as an all-league point guard is a good place for us to start, and then we'll also have Drake Skirvin in the middle returning. Started every game as a freshman last year, so those two will be the guys that we kind of lean on early while we get some other pieces incorporated. Also, we have senior Brandon Punches, who's been a really tireless worker in this program, and I expect him to take a pretty good leap for us this year. Like you said, we start out Thursday with Care Paravel, and I think they'll be really good. We've had some really good games with them over the years. It's always intense. You know, they're usually athletic, pretty fast. We got them pretty easily early in the year last year, but through the year last year, they improved a lot. Now they'll be starting over with a different coach, but a lot of upperclassmen that have played and have a lot of experience. So it'll be a chore for us on Thursday for sure.
And I believe their coach was a basketball manager at KU under Bill Self, so he was probably taught the right way, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of good things up there. You know, I think those kids will play hard. They really have a lot of school pride, and I'm sure he'll do a good job with them.
Well, you mentioned about Dane and Drake. You know, any other guys that you didn't mention that maybe could give you some contributions?
Yeah, I mentioned Dane, Drake, and Brandon. The guys that will round out the starting five will be J.D. Tyson and Timmy Roberts. You know, those two kids played a little bit for us last year in some backup capacity. You know, J.D.'s a real hustler. We've been working on his shooting, and I think it has improved. He'll do a lot for us from an energy standpoint. Timmy Roberts will be a real solid wing player. Those guys aren't very tall, so we'll have some limitations defensively with a little bit of lack of size in the backcourt, but we will be scrappy for sure. And the one thing I can guarantee you about my kids is we'll play with a lot of pride, so we'll build off of the pride aspect and go from there, and I think you'll see a lot of improvement from start to finish from us for sure.
And what do you feel like a strength is right now for you guys, even though you know, you graduated a couple of key pieces, but what's a strength right now for this group?
The strength is Winners at the point. You know, play a lot of experience. The kids played a ton of summer basketball. I think, you know, last year he was averaged about 10 points a game and was mainly a distributor. I think you'll see him take a pretty good step forward in scoring this year. Ball's going to be in his hands a lot, and he knows there's a lot on his shoulders. So, you know, we got to have other guys pick up the slack too, but I think as far as a building block, that's the guy we're building with.
Visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as we mentioned a little bit ago, you open up with Care Paravel on Thursday night in the Waverly tournament. Who else do you got in this tournament Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, we'll play Care Paravel Thursday, then we'll play NEK on Friday. You know, they're a team that was young last year but played us tough early in the season. I think they'll be pretty solid as well. And then Saturday we conclude with a matchup against Waverly, and that's always an intense opponent. They'll have a solid kid with the Meehan kid and then several younger kids around him. They always maximize their talent over there, and we know that'll be a fight as well. So it's a really good tournament. We're going to play three games in 3 days, and, you know, who knows how it all shakes out. I'm sure we're ready to play. I know the kids are tired of practicing against each other, but, you know, we'll see how it goes this weekend.
And I know next Friday night you'll see Lyndon, who's coming off a state championship in football. I believe, is that the only opponent next week, or do you have anybody else before we catch up again in 2 weeks?
Yeah, we'll be off next Tuesday, and frankly, after three games in 3 days, we'll need the practice time. So, yeah, we'll have that whole week to get ready for Lyndon, and I think everybody in the area knows what they bring to the table. Super talented, super sized, experienced. You know, they'll be playing juniors and seniors. You saw what those kids just did on the football field. They finished off an undefeated season in style on Saturday. It is a very early, it's a very tough stretch for us early in the season. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this weekend in the Waverly Tournament against Care Paravel, Waverly, and NEK. And best of luck next Friday against Linden, and we'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Dylan.
That is Burlingame Boys Basketball Coach Eric West joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.